May the Lord enable us to commence this evening with hymn 765. And does thy heart for Jesus pine and make its secret moan? He understands a sigh divine and marks a secret groan. 765.
Together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, from verse 21 to verse 28. Then Jesus went hence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord. Thou son of David, my daughter, is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now please turn to the first book of Samuel, chapter 1. 1 Samuel 1. Now there was of a certain man of Ramath-Zephon of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephratite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Penina. And Penina had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Penina, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, or to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Wherefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, Why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the Lord the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide for ever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode, and gave her son suck until she had weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks, and one ephah of flour, and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock, and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious Lord God, do help us now. Help us, dear Lord Jesus, to come to thee, to that blessed mercy seat, to that throne of grace at this time of our need. We do pray and ask thy rich presence and thy blessing to be found here amongst us this evening hour, so that we have and receive and know for the blessing of God that makes rich. Dear Lord, we have read this well-known account of dear Hannah. Lord, we pray, Lord, like her, why she poured her heart out to thee. And Lord, and thou knowest if there's a poor soul here tonight that indeed has poured out their heart and soul before thee, before this service tonight, or even now, pouring it out before thee, praying thy presence and thy help. Lord, they want a word, the word of thy grace, to be made known and applied with the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, it may be they feel they cannot go on, but Lord, then do meet the cases of thy people according to thine own blessed word. Oh, and may then such not be sent empty away, and may they have and receive thy word to their heart and souls this evening hour. Grant then thy gracious help now. Be with us, dear Lord, we pray, and draw near and nigh unto us, and graciously help and send help from above. Dear Lord, we bow before thee. Lord, sadly, we have so much sin and iniquity. Lord, and it worries us, it brings us down. But Lord, we ask that it may bring us to thee and to thy footstool. It may bring us to plead with thee for mercy. Their dying faith, he said, we indeed justly. Lord, and we have to say the same so often. We indeed justly. But Lord, like him, he pleaded with thee. Dear Lord, we come and plead with thee for mercy, the free, unmerited mercy and favour of God. Not, Lord, because we are worthy. Why, Lord, if we were worthy, it wouldn't be mercy, as one commented some time ago. It wouldn't be mercy if we were worthy of it. Oh, we're unworthy of it. We don't deserve it. But Lord, we plead for it. We plead for it, dear Lord, because we read in thy word that thou art a God that delighteth in mercy. Then we do pray that it may please thee, Lord, to delight in mercy this night and reveal thyself to poor sinners, the hope of glory. To reveal thyself as the Saviour of sinners, the Saviour of poor, lost, ruined man, ruined in the fall, but oh, saved by the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who loved his people and would and prayed for them and would lose none. And continue to pray, Father, I will, that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Oh, what favours then are bestowed upon poor fallen man. And we ask and pray that we may know something of these things in our hearts this evening hour. the blessing, the blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Dear Lord, do come and visit us, abide with us, make one more, dear Lord, in this little assembly this evening. And oh, that thou wilt meet then with us. Ah, Lord, and again we plead that thou send us not empty away. Lord, we pray then that thou wilt come and shed abroad thy love in our hearts. That love, Lord Jesus, that caused thee to lay by thy glory and come to this earth in love to sinners, to redeem them, to pay the price of their redemption, and to suffer, bleed, and die in their place, Roman stead. And may each one here tonight have a sweet, humble hope that was indeed for them. Then, Lord, do graciously work in each soul, heart, this evening hour, we pray. And oh, do abundantly bless. Oh, we cannot command the blessing. Dear Lord, we humbly trust, dear Lord, that thou hast called one, Lord, to the ministry of thy word. But Lord, it is ours to preach and to preach to sinners. But Lord, it's for thee to bless with the power of thy Holy Spirit sent down from heaven. Then do hear our prayer. Lord, thou wilt graciously help then us this evening now together. And oh, to prove that it was noised abroad that Jesus was in the house. Oh, may that be so here tonight. Lord, that there may be that feeling sense of the presence of our Lord and our Saviour. The Lord was there. Lord, then do come. And do graciously help us. Now again, Lord, we pray once more for this little cause of truth. And do bless them together. Do bind them together. In love and unity and the bond of peace. We pray for each and every one. As our brethren here, office of the deaconship. We pray that remember them and help them in all their cares and burdens, responsibilities, to undertake for them, be their guide and their counsellor, we pray. Graciously direct, graciously help them. And we do pray that thou remember, Lord, yes, Lord, we pray for each church member, but Lord, we also pray for each non-church member. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, whilst they may not be church members here. Oh, that, Lord, they may be found in heaven's high court above. Lord, then do graciously work. But Lord, we do pray, if it please thee, that thou wilt cause, Lord, one another to speak to thy praise and thy glory. We do ask, Lord, then, that thou wilt bless the ministry of thy word. As thy dear servants come here to preach in thy name, oh, may they have and know and receive that gracious anointing. Oh, they may always, Lord, dip their foot in oil and be found acceptable unto the brethren. Oh, that their mouth may be opened wide, filled with truth, lips touched with a live coal. There may be a thus saith the Lord, and that thy word may go forth with the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit, so that souls are blessed, comforted, graciously assured, granted sweet tokens of love, confirmation, and confirmation that their names are indeed recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. And then, Lord, if there should be any, Lord, where that work of grace is not, Oh, may Lord please thee even this evening hour to begin, to commence, or to bring out of nature's darkness into thy marvellous light, so that, Lord, they rejoice to hear the sound of the truth of the gospel of Christ, who came to this world to seek and to save sinners. Then, Lord, do graciously work. We do pray thou'lt remember each and all. Lord, and there's the children, the little ones. Lord, remember them, bless them, be near them, undertake for them, go before them in life's pathway, in the untrodden steps of life. Oh, Lord, oh, we often wonder, Lord, what our children and grandchildren will live to see. We pray that thou art fit and prepare them, Lord, for all of thy will, and do establish them in the truth as it is in Jesus. And oh, that they may be given that grace to stand. They may be able to be like Daniel, as the dear hymn writer says regarding him, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to say the Bible's true, and dare to make it known. Lord, we often wonder what, Lord, our children, grandchildren will live to see. Oh, days of persecution, we see persecution in this world, Lord, and we see, Lord, how in this country of ours, Lord, how the seeds of evil, Lord, increase and gain ground. Lord, do mercifully appear. Lord, do arise for our help then as a nation, we pray. And oh, we ask, Lord, that thou raise up for us those that will demand better days. Lord, thou knowest all about us. There are those things, Lord, that try and trouble us, Lord, and worry us, concerning, Lord, Christianity in this our land. Lord, do mercifully appear. Lord, there's a minority in our midst, Lord, that advocates sin and iniquity and so on. And Lord, they make a lot of noise, and their voices are heard and they're listened to. And thus, Lord, we have such abominations on our statute book. Lord, do arise for our help. Oh, and save us, Lord. We read, Lord, in thy word of what happened to the cities of Gomorrah and Sodom. Lord, we do pray thou would save us here, Lord, as a country, Lord, from such wickedness and sin. Arise for our help. Now, Lord, we do pray thou remember again all those that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, graciously support them, graciously bless them, be very near, be round about them, Lord, we pray. Oh, remember then the widows and the widowers. Remember those that have lost near and dear ones, whether it's mother, father, brother, sister, child, grandchild, grandchild lost grandparent, Lord, and other relationships also. Remember each and all, we pray thee. And then, Lord, as the afflicted of thy people, Lord, we pray for them, the young ones as well as the old. Lord, do remember them. Do appear for them. Lord, do hear and answer prayer. Lord, we've read the case, Lord, of two tonight, Lord, where thou didst hear and answer prayer. And oh, that we may be helped of thee to spread our case, our concerns regarding those in sickness and affliction before thee. and pray that thou art our prayer hearing and prayer answering God, then, Lord, do bless and do heal and restore where consistent to thy will. Bless means use, Lord. Oh, Lord, we know that sometimes we're told that this and that treatment is the only thing that is known, but Lord, if it doesn't receive thy blessing, then, Lord, it doesn't prosper, it doesn't do good. So may these things then receive thy blessing to help us to commit all then into thy hand. Remember all in trials, troubles and difficulties. Be with the young ones, Lord, we don't know. Maybe, Lord, some of them are in some trial or trouble, something at work, maybe the lack of it. Lord, it may be the threat of redundancy. Lord, then do hear prayer on their behalf and make a way for them and pray that provide and make thy goodness pass before them in the way, and oh, that they may see thy hand and thy goodness. Pray then that thou remember all that we bear before thee, that others in the world that suffer in persecution appear for them, and where there's war and bloodshed, bring peace, we pray, and overturn the evil designs of those that worship Muhammad and Allah. Lord, do appear for poor fallen mankind, and oh, that thy name, the name of Jesus, may be declared throughout the earth, that there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Hear our poor prayers, accept our humble thanks for all the kindness and mercy bestowed upon us daily and hourly. Oh, the mercies are truly great. We have so much to be thankful for, our needs supplied, thy goodness made known to us. Now, Lord, we need thy goodness once more this evening. Lord, that thou wilt graciously fulfil thy blessed word and promise. Lord, that which we plead before thee, for thou hast said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Then do come and open one's mouth and touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead to the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in the name of Jesus and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 798. Faith in Jesus can repel the darts of sin and death. Faith gives victory over hell, but who can give us faith? Hope in Christ the soul revives, supports the spirits when they droop. Hope celestial comfort gives, but who can give us hope? 798.
Thank you.
dependence upon the Lord, your needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 15 and three words in verse 25. Matthew 15, verse 25, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I'm quite sure that dear Jacob must have prayed like this, especially when he fled from his brother Esau and prayed this prayer. Thankfully, doesn't wear out and will not wear out. And dear soul, when you and I pleaded in humble faith before him, he blessedly will send answers of peace. Why, this dear woman here was in a very trying case. They got this poor, demented daughter. But you see where it brought her. It brought her to the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Trials must and will endure. Trials must and will befall. Yes, are God's people. And again, dear soul, he designs it so that you and I come to him in prayer. We may have no more than this poor woman, but dear soul, if that's all you and I have, then dear soul, we've got a lot, because we've got faith in Christ. And that's why we come to the throne of grace, for the Lord to help, to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Oh, how often, yes, God's people need this help, the Lord's help. You know, we come here, don't we? Well, you read, I think it's in Isaiah chapter 2, "Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils." Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. And then you say, this prayer will come out. Lord, help me. Have you ever been in a situation whereby you have thought in your wisdom that you would go and ask this man or that man or woman, maybe, thinking that they are very understanding, and yes, and it may be of a spiritual nature also, and you think, well, this man is a godly man, this woman's a godly woman, and I'm quite sure that they will be able to help me and guide me and direct me. Yes, and you you've perhaps gone along, tried to contact them, and nothing happens. There's no one there. The door doesn't answer. Yes, you knock on the door, you ring the telephone number, nothing happens. Sees you for man. But then, you see, you and I, dear soul, are compelled. Yes. We'll probably realise how wrong and how silly we've been. And we then turn to God's word and we put into practice what is written there. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And the Lord help me. The Lord help me. Yes, and as we left the chapel this morning, why, this word and the reading that we have read together tonight of Hannah all came to my mind. And why, yes, you see, we were trying to speak this morning, were we not, about their dear Jacob and what the Lord had said to him, that he was to go, to Bethel, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. And now Jacob responds, let us arise and go up to Bethel, make there an altar. Who delivered me, who answered me in the day of my distress. Lord, help me. Well, here in the book of Samuel, in this first chapter, there's this, as I so often is referred to, handmaid of the Lord. I'm sure some of you, dear ladies here, are very thankful to read from time to time in the Word of God of the cases of the handmaid to the Lord. Here there's dear Hannah. Why, yes, there's Sarah, there's Rebecca, there's Rachel. Here there's Hannah. Turn a few more books over, and there we've got Esther, and why, and there's Manoah's wife as well, isn't there? Why, and you go through the Gospels and those women there. Ah, yes, and so, Lord, help me. And dear soul, Hannah, she had a gracious concern and an exercise in her heart. You see, the Lord had shut up her womb. And what the Lord shuts, none can open. And what the Lord opens, none can shut. But there will be this, will there not? I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And dear Hannah, she inquires, she prays. Why, you hear about Isaac's wife, don't you? Rebecca, I think it's the right name. Why, she was barren. Why, and Isaac entreated the Lord for her, and the Lord remembered her, and it reads, and she's found with child. Well, yes, she was found with twins, was she not? Oh, and she went to inquire the Lord, why am I thus? Well, here, dear Hannah, this dear handmaid of the Lord has shut up the womb. But Hannah realizes, and has realized, that the Lord is able. The Lord was able, and if it pleased him, he could, and he would, yes, give unto her a child. Why, and she vowed a vow. Ah, yes, we mentioned about Jacob vowing a vow this morning, and she vowed a vow. O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but would give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Well, we see here very clearly what her vow was. And I come back and I ask this question here again tonight. Yes, I don't know. But it may be there's someone in here that does know what you vowed. You know what you vowed unto the Lord in the day of your distress. And dear soul, and you are going to have to pray, Lord, help me to fulfill that vow. Yes. Pray, Lord, help me to fulfill that vow. I think you read in the book of Proverbs that it's better not to vow than to vow and not to pay. Well, say it's Lord help me. And yes, he, whilst poor Eli misjudged her, again, it's recorded here of her vow, which must have been told to Samuel when he wrote this book about his mother. Yes, but then, dear soul, but you read here that, you see, she spake in her heart. And that's where you spoke in your heart, isn't it, dear soul? In the day of your distress, in the day of your deep anxiety, in the day of your great trouble. Only her lips moved. Eli didn't know what she'd said. In fact, he concluded quite wrongly, didn't he? That she was drunk. Put away thy wine from thee. No, Eli, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. That's what you did, wasn't it? That's what you did. And the Lord remembered her. Yes. She's found with child. She brings the child forth. She calls his name Samuel. For this child I prayed. And she wasn't slow in performing the vow. And why, yes, in a spiritual sense, she's the same here as dear Jacob, is she not? Yes. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And so, yes, and see, this altar, this worshipping, this true worship before the Lord. She prayed, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Why, I won't read it all, but I will read this. She says that the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave, he bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he that hath set the world upon them. Yes, dear, oh Lord, help me. Help me to praise and bless thy great and holy name for all thy goodness and mercy, for answering my poor prayers. And dear, Ireland, That's not an exaggeration, is it? My poor prayers. And dear soul, Lord, help me to praise thee. Help me to thank thee. I don't know how you feel from time to time, but there may be those things in providential life, even the good things of life, the daily affairs and cares thing. But, oh, yes, and to, you know, you're perhaps going away, maybe on business or even on holiday. Why, and you have to go away, and perhaps everybody else is going away as well. And you go away, you ask the Lord for journeying mercies and peace and safety. And you ask the Lord to watch over your home in your absence, that intruders do not break in, etc. And that no damage is done to the home by storms or anything of that nature. And you come back again, and yes, and it's all there, just as you left it. Ah, yes, Lord, help me to thank thee. Yes, and you bow your head, and you humbly acknowledge, try to humbly acknowledge the Lord's mercy and kindness and goodness. And then when you've done, why then, put it like this, you look at your prayer, you look at your notes of thanksgiving, and you have to say, well, that wasn't really much, was it? Ah, Lord, help me. Is all prayers to come from the heart. You've heard that many, many times, I've no doubt. And dear soul, and so does praise. It has to come from the heart. To be truly thankful unto the Lord for all his goodness and all his mercy. You know, thanksgiving to the Lord, I fear, is missing. It's very often missing in my own heart. But I fear it's missing much, my friends, in our little collection of churches and chapels up and down our land. It's almost as if, well, they're getting a bit bold, aren't they? Saying, offering God thanksgiving and praise when they're such a wretched, we're such wretched sinners as we are. Well, yes, we are wretched sinners, but that doesn't mean that you and I are not to praise him, my friend. And is this, Lord, help me. That dear soul that the Lord has laid in your heart. Yeah, there's a secret exercise that you've not told anyone about. Yes, but it's there. It doesn't go away. And you need the Lord's help in it. That his name might be honoured and glorified. Not unto us, but unto his great name. You know, the dear apostle says there, does he not, in Hebrews, yes, I think it's the last chapter, 13, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Yeah. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Well, isn't that in effect what the Lord said to dear Jacob? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And didn't Jacob in effect say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me? Oh yes, there was a casting all his care upon the Lord, trusting also in him that he would bring it to pass. Lord, help me. But again, this prayer, Lord, help me. And this, that is concern, and this exercise that's found in your heart. You didn't create it yourself. It came by the power of his Holy Spirit. There was a persuasion. There was a word from God. Yes, does this Lord help me? But you look at yourself and you think, well, I could never, ever do that. But what does the Lord tell us in Psalm 89? There in the centre of verse 19, It reads like this: I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have laid help upon one that is mighty. And dear soul, all your help and all my help must come from the Lord. I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You see, so I have laid help upon one that is mighty. And dear soul, and that mighty one is none other than the blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the glorious second person of the Trinity, God's dear Son. And dear soul, and that's why this dear woman, with her poor, demented daughter, came to Christ. Because she believed in her heart that the Lord was able to do that which she asked of him. Sinner, you dare not say that you do not believe that he is able. Why, again, here, Isaiah then 44, 41. The Lord here goes before his people and he says to them, fear not. Let's read this, Isaiah 41:9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, yes, Jacob taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Thou art my servant. I is the great I am that I am that is speaking. I have chosen thee. Yes, a poor worm of the earth, fear not, thou worm Jacob. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. What did the Lord say to Jacob? Yes. Or what did Jacob say regarding the Lord, I should say? I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distresses, and was with me in the way which I went. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Cast down, dear soul, not forsaken. I am thy God. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will help thee. I had no thoughts of saying this at all, but it just comes to mind of one's little experience by the way. When the Lord, laid in my heart the concern of the ministry of his word. I said within myself, I cannot do it. Lord, I cannot do it. And I remember one particular day, so burdened with this. And I pulled up in my van beside some playing fields, and I went out into the middle of these playing fields, and there I trust I wrestled with God in prayer. But I said, Lord, I cannot read properly. I will help thee, was the answer. Never forgot it. So powerful. I believe I could still take you there now to within a few feet of that playing field where the Lord spoke those words to me. I will help thee. You know, you don't forget these spots and places. And you say, and I will help thee. Further down here, you see, these are the Lord is very, very merciful. And he's very, very gracious. Why, this afternoon, trying to speak at Ben Stanton, here in the 10th verse of the 2nd chapter of the Song of Solomon, it reads like this, my beloved spake and said unto me, well, the Lord is gracious. And he spake and said unto me, and it may be this all he says to you this night. Verse 13 of Isaiah 41. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. You see, it's accompanied with a word to allay your fears and mine. It's accompanied with this. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. I cannot come and take hold of your right hand and not be with you. No. And so it is in a spiritual sense. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I will help thee. I will hold thy right hand. Go back here to dear Jacob again, and what does it say? Who was with me? Who was with me in the way which I went? Again, dear soul, which was all according to his own blessed word, here in Genesis chapter 28. Yes. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and bring again into this land, and will not leave thee. What more can he say than to you he has said, you unto Jesus for refuge have fled, you, dear soul, that have cast all your care upon him, who are casting all your care upon him. Yes. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Lord, help me. Help me. I'm quite sure you've heard some of God's servants say, yes, the pulpit steps, Lord, help me. And that's very true. That's very, very true. And dear soul, you in your path and in that which the Lord has laid in your heart, and you perhaps think and you listen to God's servants, and they perhaps start off by saying something to the effect that they're not really sure what they've got to preach from, or perhaps they feel so empty. And there's this divine faithfulness. I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I've lost count of the times I've entered into a pulpit not knowing what I'm going to say. You might say, well, you never seem lost for words. But you see, you're looking on the outward appearance. God's servant is knows what's going on in his heart. Why, he may, as it were, be struggling. Struggling to get through. But he just keeps going, keeps struggling. And there's this constant prayer, yes, going up unto the Lord. Lord, help me. Sorry. Oh, yes, Lord, help me. Yes, and the Lord does help. The Lord's name is honoured and glorified. You see, when, dear soul, you and I, whatever it is that's in your life and mine, when you and I, yes, cast all our care upon him, yes, and we pray for the Lord's help, and he does help. And then, dear soul, you and I desire to humbly acknowledge his mercy, his kindness, his goodness in sending that help from above. Lord, help me. Oh, how many situations there are and have been in the lives of God's dear people and his children. Yes. Yes, and your children, your dear younger ones. Lord, help me. Yes. May the Lord help you to stand for the truth and for the truth's sake. Think, memory's right, quoted in prayer, dare to be a Daniel. dare to stand alone, dare to say the Bible's true, and dare to make it known. I feel very much for the younger generation today. I tend to think that we had it hard. We did have it hard in some ways. But we didn't have it like you have it today, and what you have to endure, and how you have to, yes, stand firm to your principles, the principles that are laid down in the Word of God's grace. Lord, help me. Yes. And it may be that some of you, I don't know, but maybe some of you dear young ones at school have got some examinations on at the very present, perhaps tomorrow. Be it morning or afternoon or even both, is not a subject you're too happy with. How are you going to go, dear soul, into that examination room? Dear soul, I'll tell you how to go. Go with this prayer. Lord, help me. And may they be, may it not just be words. May there be that God-given faith in your heart, that to be looking up, looking heavenward. You say, well, we know there's a God. Yes, but he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and rewardeth them that diligently seek him. You read that in Hebrews 11. Dear soul, then, when you get up tomorrow morning, and when you go to bed tonight, you ask the Lord's help. Lord, help me. So that you're brought through. And perhaps, dear soul, it'll be like this. Yes, that you, shall we say, excelled in that examination. Yes. And you fear you won't be able to answer the questions. But you see, with this, Lord, help me. And the Lord, honouring his word, then, dear soul, he'll give you what to write down on the paper. Yes. Lord, help me. Why, in our families, we have to pray, Lord, help me. Help me to bring this one to thee. This one with this problem, this difficulty, and this boy with this trial in his life, and this girl with her perplexity. Oh, there are so many things. Lord, help me in business life. Lord, help me. Sometimes in business life, why, yes. You know, this may be where you have to make a stand. There's this, that your employer wants you to work on the Lord's Day. Well, you say, I can't do that. Ah, but he or she needs an answer. And that answer needs to be, yes, spoken in faithfulness unto your God, about your God. And you will need the Lord to give you the right words, and it will be, Lord, help me. Well, Lord, help me. That's how I came into the pulpit tonight. Lord, help me. And dear Ireland, yes, and you and I have to go home now. With this, Lord, help me tomorrow. And Lord, Lord, help me in my journey's end to praise and bless thy name for all thy mercy and kindness and goodness to us. Well, these seem to me, I have to be careful what I say, because I know that some people take objection when I say rambling remarks. Well, that's how I feel they've been. If you don't feel they've been rambling, well, please don't get upset with me calling them rambling remarks. It's been a ramble, a bit here and a bit there. Ramble around something else. That's how it's been. Perhaps you'll say this, Lord, if that's preaching, help him to ramble on. Lord, help me. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £760, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, our friend Mr. Richard Field is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Wheatley next Lord's Day. And our friends at Oakington hold their anniversary service on Wednesday. Let us close with hymn 176. Now, dearest Lord, to praise thy name, let all our powers agree. Worthy art thou of endless fame. Our springs are all in thee. 176. Thank you.
kindly own and bless that which has been spoken humbly in thy name, to thy honour, glory and thy praise. Take each home in peace and safety, and now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.